On Hope 103.2, it is a pleasure to have Jonathan Nicholas from Reach Out joining us. You've just developed two apps to help young people manage and reduce anxiety. So what are some of the things you're noticing causing anxiety in young people?
Well, anxiety is one of the most common feelings that we experience and one of the most common conditions. So it can be affected from anything from worried about a first date to be worried how you're doing in a job to exams. It's really... the feelings are so common but unique to everyone's personal situation.
And how common is anxiety among Australia's youth population?
About 1 in 6 young people at any given time suffer from anxiety, so it's one of the most common mental health conditions. But beyond that, everyone who's listening to the show will have felt intensely anxious at some point. And what this does, and the apps that we've developed are really to help everyone manage the feelings of anxiety, whether you have an anxiety disorder or not.
Yeah, so what are some of the telltale signs that you are going through anxiety? I mean, it may seem obvious, but I guess there'd be different levels.
Well, anxiety is often a very felt experience in physical sensation. So you'll feel your heart rate go up, you'll feel sweaty, you'll feel in your mind quite often as if you have the same thought going round and around and around and around and you can't break that cycle. And if you've got that sensation of being very worried, very stressed but without resolution, it's likely that you're having feelings of anxiety.
Are there aspects of anxiety that are okay to be experiencing?
Really, anxiety is about our brain kicking into gear in a fight or flight mode. The challenge, if you are experiencing it without resolution, is it can just go round and around. So if you're feeling anxious because you're about to start a running race and you have all that energy and then you run off the energy, then it's absolutely no problem. If you're feeling anxious and it's actually incapacitating you, stopping you from doing something, then that's the problem.
Okay, so you guys have developed two apps. There's Reach Out Breathe and also Reach Out Worry Time. How do the two different ones work and what do they do?
So Reach Out Breathe, what it does is measure your heart rate using your iPhone. And then once you have the heart rate, it takes you through a program to help you breathe slowly and consistently. What that does is help reduce the symptoms of feeling anxious and reduces your heart rate. And that allows you to turn your brain back on so you can think better and move through the issues. Reach Out Worry Time is a specific technique that helps you manage chronic worry. So you write your worries down, you put them in a spot, you create a time where you can worry about it later and you move through actions to resolve those worries. And it really breaks that cycle of going round and round in circles.
Excellent. So how can people find out more about these and download them?
So anyone can jump onto reachout.com if they want to learn more about what we do more broadly and get help and support. If they want to download the apps, then Reach Out Worry Time is available in both the Android App Store and the Apple App Store. And Reach Out Breathe is just available in the Apple App Store at this stage. And just type in Reach Out into your search box and something will come up.
Easy. Jonathan, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.